This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Giants Center in Hershey as we are now going to bring you AA third round consolation action here at the state wrestling tournament. I'm Mark Uriah along with Rusty Pettit, and give you some numbers here before we get into action. It's going to be just a couple of minutes before we see Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston and Anthony Mucci of Derry. So before we get to those, before we get to that action, just an update on the numbers. 8 AA wrestlers are in the semifinals. 19 are still alive in the consolations, and 14 now have been eliminated after 9 eliminated in the previous round.
Yeah, this is the blood round here in the consolations. You win this, you're guaranteed a spot on the podium. Guys who are in the semis have already done that. So, yeah, as you mentioned, Mucci and Williams on deck on mat 2. We've also got Antonio Bonai of Central Valley, who's on deck on mat 6 for his 121-pound bout.
Yeah, so 6 bouts in progress right now. And just getting ready to get about started on mat number 1. So, again, some local guys coming up very shortly, including Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston. And we'll have that and more third-round consolation action in AA from the state wrestling tournament back to the Giants Center in Hershey here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network in just a minute.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, just 6 mats in progress right now. We can update those for you, but again, bouts ahead of Jordan Williams and Anthony Mucci of Burl and Antonio Bonai of Central Valley still in progress, but we should get those guys up in just a few minutes, so we'll go around the horn and update the 6 bouts in progress.
Mat number 1, they had a little bit of a delay getting started, but now it's 2-0 Jordan Maniet of Trinity leading Sierra Chiesa of Northwestern on mat 1. That's 107 pounds. Mat 2, Sam Walford, the bout in front of the Williams and Mucci match, is leading 2-0. He's from Northern Lebanon over Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. They have just started the third period. And on mat 3, Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain is tied at 1 with Angelo Lamonte of Reynolds. They are also in the third period with 27 seconds remaining.
on mat number four at 107 pounds, Aristotelis Babotis of Montoursville and Tanner Ganot of Bald Eagle area. They're in the third with 43 seconds to go, and on their feet, Ganot of Bald Eagle area with a 3-2 lead, 114 pounds on mat five. Match is tied at four. Kevin Bagnelli of Conwell Egan and Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area. They have a minute to go in their third period. And mat number six at 114 pounds, Keegan Barrick of Big Spring, 3-3 with Easton Mall of Chestnut Ridge. They are also in the third period with Barrick riding in a 3-3 tie, 28 seconds remaining in that third.
Santa Maria and Lamonte match going to go to sudden victory, but they are also going to clean up some blood before they get there. They're tied at one. And we have a stoppage on mat two, the bout before the Mucci and Williams bout. They are now tied at two. When they resume, they'll have a minute seven to go in the third period.
And the bout ahead of Antonio Bonai of Central Valley on mat six has only 15 seconds to go. Mall of Chestnut Ridge now with a 5-3 lead there. And he's going to pick up a leg with 8 seconds to go. Desperation attempt by Barrick of Big Spring. Turns in and dives in on an ankle, but time will run out there. So Mall of Chestnut Ridge, a 5-3 winner. And Bonai of Central Valley is at the scorer's table and will be underway very shortly.
Lucas Barr of McGuffey is in the hole on mat three. They now have that blood cleaned up, so we're about to start sudden victory there between Santa Maria and Lamonte.
Yeah, just looking ahead to the wrestlers we'll see in this round. We mentioned Mucci and Williams against each other. Bonai of Central Valley. Rusty just mentioned Lucas Barr. When we jump up to 139 pounds, we'll see Gavin Sweek of Burgettstown and Cooper Hornack of Burl in separate bouts. At 145, Owen Ivsick of Bentworth. Also a Cole Doppelhauer and Mason Horwat of Derry. As Bonai is underway on mat six, we'll see Michaels of Elizabeth Forward at 152 pounds, 160 pounds. We'll see Chase Tremelli of Jefferson Morgan, Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell, and Ryan Salashi of Fraser all in separate bouts at 160. We'll see Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry and Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon in separate bouts at 172. Brady Brown of Derry and Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth at 189 pounds. Colin White of West Green at 215. And Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant at 285. So Bonai scoreless late in the first period with Gage Botero of Faith Christian. Looks like the first period will end there as Bonai pushes into Botero, and there's the end of the first, no score.
Hitting the tiebreakers on mat three between Santa Maria and Lamonte.
Bonai wins the flip. He will take bottom position.
About 10 seconds away from the bout in front of Mucci and Williams match ending. There's a late takedown in there for Wolf of Northern Lebanon. So he's going to win that one 5-2. That'll bring up Mucci and Williams on mat two.
Botero of Faith Christian ties up a leg on Bonai and breaks him flat to the mat 20 seconds into the second period. Bonai gets back up to his knees, but not for long. Botero breaks him down again.
Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston taking on Anthony Mucci of Derry, 114-pound consolation round.
Bonai again to his knees, wanted to get to his feet. Botero would not allow that. Down to a minute 10 remaining in the second.
Williams in on a single leg on Mucci. Mucci tries to fight off the Whizzer. Williams stepping over the back. Needs to get that arm out of there to complete the takedown. He's got the legs in on the far side. Now he does get the 2 points. So Williams up 2-0 in the early going.
Williams, the regional champion a week ago. Bonai turns in to grab a leg and now shoved away by Botero of Faith Christian. So Bonai scores the first point of the bout there. under 30 seconds remaining in the second.
Williams returns Mucci down to the mat, has him flattened out with 10 seconds to go in the opening period.
Bonai trying to fight off a shot and does get out of bounds, but Taro drove into him. Bonai was able to slow up just enough and kind of brace himself before going back first into the hockey boards here at the Giant Center.
That's info from Bob. Mucci defeated Williams in the WPIL finals by a score of 3-2. Williams looking to avenge that and secure himself a medal here at the state tournament. And there's an escape to start the second period by Mucci. It's Williams 2-1, minute 45 to go in the second.
Bonai 1-0 lead going to the third against Botero. Botero on the bottom. Bonai quickly breaks him down.
Now Mucci in on a single leg, and he's going to trip Williams, and he climbs up to get the takedown. And all of a sudden, 3-2 Anthony Mucci here in the second. They scoot out of bounds with a minute 23 on the clock.
Botero stands up. Bonai drops on a leg.
Mucci's going to go ahead and award the escape and wants to wrestle from his feet. We're tied at 3.
Locked hands penalty coming up here against Bonai. And that's going to tie the bout. And Botero close to getting an escape as well. So they go out of bounds. And the escape plus the locked hands penalty gives Botero a 2-1 lead.
Williams and Mucci, there's a single leg shot by Williams. He's in deep. Wants to maybe grab an arm to complete a fireman's carry instead. He's up with an arm around similar to his first takedown. He laced the leg on the far side, but they're going to go out of bounds before he can get the two. So they'll restart tied at 3 with 44 seconds on the clock.
Botero takes down Bonai and able to work through the legs and put Bonai to his back and hold him down for 3 near fall points. So 4-1 with the takedown, 7-1 with the 3 near falls for Botero. And action stopped there. I believe that was a potentially dangerous call. Just 52 seconds to go in the third.
Still tied at 3. It will be Mucci shooting in on the leg. This time again getting deep on the legs of Williams. Williams trying to fight this one off with the Wizard. And he does get out the square up with him with 23 seconds to go. Now Williams has an underhook with his right arm.
Late escape for Bonai to make it 7-2, but only 20 seconds remaining.
5 seconds to go. We will head to the third period, tied at 3. Williams with the choice. He will choose down.
11 seconds remaining in the third period. Botero shoots at the left leg of Bonai. 5 seconds to go now. Bonai dumped to a sitting position, and Botero will get a late takedown, and he will win it 9-2 over Bonai at 121 pounds. So that eliminates Antonio Bonai of Central Valley.
Mucci awards the escape right away, so it's 4-3 Williams, and Williams in on a single leg again. Mucci trying to fight this off. Mucci trying to come up under the arms, but Williams hanging onto that leg, head to the inside. We will get a stalemate called with 1:37 to go in the third. Jordan Williams of Chartiers Houston leading 4-3 over Anthony Mucci of Derry. There's another single leg, a low single leg this time by Williams. He's on the ankle, and he is going to come around to grab the second leg and get two. So now Williams with a 6-3 lead as Mucci tries to kick out of that. And that's a quick stall on Williams. That's a tough call because you had the wrestler trying to kick out of that, and Williams did climb up to get up around the waist, but he does get hit for stalling. So we'll have to keep that in mind. And now he throws the legs in as Mucci stands up and brings him back down to the mat. Up again is Mucci. Williams tries to bring him back down, does bring him down to his knees. And we're going to get a reversal, though, as they come back down, and Williams flattened out as Mucci takes the reversal. He's going to immediately let him up. That made it 6-5 with your reversal. And now 7-5 in favor of Williams with the escape. 46 seconds to go. Williams shoots in on a leg again, and now he comes up and tries to throw, and he does. He takes Mucci right to his back. He hit him with the throw, and that's going to do it. Williams with a fall. And that was a great bout with fireworks at the end for Jordan Williams, who will make it onto the next round of consolations. Anthony Mucci's tournament comes to an end.
4:26, time of the fall for Williams. And we've got Lucas Barr of McGuffey coming up. Gavin Sweka of Burgettstown coming up as well. Both those guys are on deck. So we'll have more AA third round consolation action when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey here on Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey again, about to get Gavin Sweka of Burgettstown and Lucas Barr of McGuffey in separate bouts here. So while we wait, Sweka's going to be a little bit longer. The bout ahead of him is, I think, just getting underway.
And the battle of mat three in front of Lucas Barr is down to the last 15 seconds. That is a tight one, though, between Wade of Sullivan County and Bainey of West Branch. 5 seconds left, and that is, looks like that will come to an end with Wade winning 1-0 over Bainey.
Just updating some other action. Again, these are all third round consolations, 133 pounds, mat six. Charlie Robson of Conwell Egan, scoreless at the end of the second against Max Wernsberger of Warrior Run. Matt 5, Hunter Gould of Conneaut area. 1 minute to go in the second period. He's on top and leading Jason Maybe of Blue Ridge 5-1. And look at Matt 4, 127 pounds. Jackson Rush of West Perry, 1-0 lead on top in the third with a minute 20 to go against Gavin Green of DeLone Catholic. Barr at the scorer's table on Matt 3, so he'll be underway here shortly.
As you mentioned, we will have Sweek on mat two. He's on deck. Following him will be Horwat of Derry on that same mat. Cooper Hornack of Burl in the hole on mat number one. Cohen Ivsick in the hole on mat number four.
Get a couple of other bouts in action on mat one. Chase Homan of Hamburg, Carter Beck of Sagertown. 3-3 in neutral, 35 seconds to go in the second period. Matt 2, 127 pounds. Jonah Peterson of Upper Dauphin. Ben Straub of Mifflinburg. Scoreless in the second period with Straub on top. A minute 35 to go.
Not sure what the delay is. Referee signing something over there at the scorer's table. Might have to do with the previous bout. Either way, both wrestlers are ready to roll here. Barr and Bracken. Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Taking on Gideon Bracken out of United. Get their anklets on. We are ready to roll. Bracken paused at the head of Barr. Now tries to get in on a shot. Barr stops that with underhooks, and they square back up. Bracken Barr comes in, grabbing elbow control, and Bracken's going to power through him. Close to getting a takedown, but they're ruled out of bounds before that can happen, so they'll restart. Bracken now tries to get a single leg. This time Barr stops him with a front headlock. Overhooks by Bracken, and he goes for a throw right away, but Barr able to avoid that. 25 seconds to go in the opening period. With 12 seconds now. Another front headlock for Barr on Bracken as time winds down. They will head to the second period scoreless.
Again, Gavin Suica due up about ahead of him coming to the end of the second period on mat two. Cooper Hornack of Burl is on deck on mat one.
Second period starts with Bracken choosing down. Placing the leg on the left side is Barr. There's a chop down on the left arm of Bracken. Bracken back over to his base. Now he's up to his feet and tries to Granby roll through. Lucas stays with him for the moment and settles back in behind. Now tries to trip him back down. Another standing Granby, and this time Bracken does get out. 1-0 for Gideon Bracken. A minute 30 to go in the second period.
Out ahead of Gavin Suica, now tied at 5. Peterson of Upper Dauphin and Straub of Mifflinburg. Still a minute 14 to go in the third.
Shot and then a counter shot by Barr and a counter shot by Bracken, and he's able to get around behind and trip Barr down for the two-point take. Did they award? Yeah, they did. 3-0 Bracken, minute 5 to go in the second period. Barr off the whistle, up to a quad pod now. Swung back down to the mat by Bracken, who throws in the legs this time and flattens him out. And Barr signaling to the referee, it's time, we get a whistle. Not sure if it's blood time. We're going to come out and take a look at him, or maybe an eye. We'll take a look at him on mat two, or mat three, rather. So Barr trailing 3-0 when they resume. There'll be 46 seconds to go in the second period. Bout in front of Gavin Suica is a 6-5 bout with Peterson leading Straub, and that one is 26 seconds away from ending. That is on mat two.
Owen Ivsic now on deck on mat four. That bout ahead of Suica is going to be a 6-5 win for Peterson of Upper Dauphin.
All right, ready to resume here. Barr still on the bottom position, trailing 3-0. Swung back down to the mat after a stand-up. Same thing happens again. Now he's back up to his feet again. And they'll go out of bounds. 38 seconds remaining in the second period. Suica now getting ready to start on mat number two. He's taking on Mason Wagner of Faith Christian at 139 pounds. And Bracken has Barr flattened out on the mat. It'll be. Do you want to do?
Take your pick.
Okay. Barr got thrown to his back briefly and gave up two near fall. You can keep an eye on Suica maybe for me.
And he just got a single leg takedown to go up 2-0 on Wagner of Faith Christian.
Barr's going to get cut in a cradle right away, and there's the fall for Gideon Bracken. That fall comes at 2 minutes and 52 seconds. So Lucas Barr's tournament comes to an end.
Suica out of bounds, 2-0 lead, 25 seconds to go in the first period. You know, and Ivsic coming up on mat 4.
People Hornack still on deck on mat 1.
Cole Doppelhauer and Mason Horwat of Derry facing each other, and they are on deck on mat 2 behind Suica.
Suica does give up the escape. It's 2-1 now. 10 seconds remaining in the first period. And they will head to the second period. Choice is going to be Suica's, and he will take down. Chase Vermelli in the hole on mat 2.
As is Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward on mat 5.
Mat 2 right now booked pretty full with District 7 wrestlers for the next 3 bouts. Off the whistle, Suica tries to sit out and turn in, but Wagner stays behind him. Suica now up to his feet, working on the hands, trying to cut away. Wagner drops down on a single leg, and they go out of bounds. 1:42 remaining in the second.
Suica was 8th in the state 2 years ago. 1 win short of a medal last year.
Tries to get up to his feet again. Wagner brings him back down. Has a 2-on-1 tie-up on that left arm. Suica now back up to his feet, working on hand control. Wagner tries to trip forward. Suica, though, turns into him. Wagner has to drop down on the single leg again, and now he's going to get called for stalling because he took the action out of bounds. First warning on Mason Wagner with 1:17 to go in the second period. Suica tries to get back up to his feet again. Now Wagner gets kind of high under the arms, though, so he's able to get back behind the hips. Suica up to his feet once more. Trying to trip forward is Wagner, and he does so. Now he tries to roll all the way through with a tilt on Suica. Suica stops that. 48 seconds to go in the second period. So far, Wagner has ridden out the second period. Now we get a stall warning on Suica as he gets up to his feet. Cuts away again, turns into Wagner. Wagner drops down on the leg. Suica trying to dive away, and they go out of bounds once more. 31 seconds to go in the second period.
About ahead of Cooper Hornack has Pisarczyk of Brockway leading Barra of Bloomsburg 4-2. Only 10 seconds to go there.
Suica tries to get up to his feet once more, does, but brought right back down by Wagner. Back up to his feet again, trying to cut on the hands, and this time he turns away for an escape that comes late in the period, but it gives him a 3-1 lead, 10 seconds to go. It will be Wagner's choice when we get to the third. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling at this point. Suica pushes the action out of bounds with 1 second remaining in the second.
And it is a final from mat 1. So that is going to put Cooper Hornack up on that mat against comp of Bishop McDevitt.
Third period, it is going to be Wagner taking down. He trails 3-1. Suica is going to go ahead and just award the escape point right away. So they wrestle from their feet. It'll be 3-2. And we're going to stop before we even get started.
1450 AM, WJPA Washington, bringing you the state wrestling tournament. AA third round consolations in progress right now. And we've got Girls quarterfinals at 11:45, along with the first and second round consolations today. Triple A quarterfinals, along with second and third round consolations, starting at 2:15, and then semis for Double A and Triple A and girls all at 7 o'clock tonight with consolations mixed in.
Suico, 3-2 lead here. They're cleaning up blood on Wagner. Another delay at the scores table on mat one. That's what's holding up the Hornack match.
Oh, and Ivsic getting ready to go on mat four against Butler of Bishop McCourt. And Ivsic underway.
I think this was a rematch of the finals last week at the regional, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Hornack ready to roll. They are getting underway on mat one. Hornack and Burl taking on Easton Comp and Bishop McDevitt, 139 pounds. Third period. There's a headlock on mat two by Wagner, and Suica rolls all the way through, comes around behind. Still no takedown. Needs to get him back down to the mat, but they roll out of bounds. Still going to be wrestling from neutral with a 1:42 to go.
Yeah, Butler did defeat Ivsic last week in the regional final. A stalemate there 40 seconds in, so they quickly restart on their feet.
Hornack has a takedown, leads 2-0. Trying to get a tape, a tilt rather. Hornack now got a couple of near fall swipes, it looks like, as well.
Ivsic and Butler come to the end of a scoreless first period.
So he did not get consecutive swipes, so he still leads 2-0, riding from the top.
Ivsic with choice takes bottom position to start the second.
Suica defends a leg attack by Wagner. Now he comes in with an underhook. 1:05 to go. Suica still leading by a score of 3-2 as they go out of bounds with 1:02 on the clock.
Ivsic got to his feet, tried to hit a switch on the way down, didn't complete that, but he was able to turn hard inside and get an escape to take a 1-0 lead.
Hornack leads 2-0 to start the second. He chooses bottom to start this period.
So Ivsic and Butler neutral with a minute 35 to go in the second. Butler shoots, not able to get to Ivsic's left leg.
Hornack with a reversal to lead 4-0 in his bout. Now action on mat two as there's a shot and a counter there. Suica trying to fend off here with he's got Wagner with a whizzer in. And Suica steps over the leg. We're going to get a stalemate with 31 seconds to go.
Ivsic and Butler step out of bounds. Minute 10 to go in the second. Still 1-0 for Ivsic.
There's a leg shot by Wagner. Can't get to the leg. Suica defends. Now drops in on a front headlock. Another shot by Wagner. Suica pushes away. Butler. Down to 10 seconds.
Butler shoots at Ivsic's left leg.
And he slips by a missed headlock of Wagner to take a 5-2 lead. And Gavin Suica going to win it 5-2.
Ivsic gave up that takedown. Now he reaches down to get a leg of Butler, and Ivsic trying to spin behind. He's not going to be able to do that, but he's very close to getting one. And if he gets it, it will tie the match at 2. And there it is with 25 seconds to go in the second period. Now Butler rolls Ivsic to the mat, grabs an arm, pulls it across the chest, and puts Ivsic to his back. 4-2 with the takedown, 14 seconds to go. I believe Butler's going to get 3 near fall points as well. There they are. So the second period is going to end, and Butler of Bishop McCourt leads Ivsic 7-2 after 2.
Hornack leads 4-0 with 12 seconds to go in the second period. And getting underway on mat number 2 now is Mason Horwat of Derry. He's taking on Cole Doppelhauer of Bel Vernon in an all-District 7 matchup on that mat, 145 pounds.
Oh, and Ivsic will start the third period on top, trailing by 5.
Easton Comp will take neutral against Hornack to start the third period.
Go, turn by Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt. And now he goes into a Peterson. He's going to reverse Ivsic, lead him 9-2, plus back points coming. Looks like another five count for Butler, so he's going to get three. Ivsic fights it off, gets back belly down, but 12-2 for Butler with a minute 25 to go in the third. Ivsic up and out to make it 12-3.
We have a takedown by Horwat on Doppelhauer on mat two. He's riding on top with 10 seconds to go in the opening period. Nearside cradle locked up by Easton Comp on Cooper Hornack, and it's right near the edge of the mat, and they're going to scoot out of bounds. He does get the two-point takedown, so now it's 4-2 in favor of Hornack.
Ivsic and Butler out of bounds, a little over a minute to go in the third. They're on their feet.
Horwat takes bottom to start the second, leading 2-0 over Doppelhauer.
Ivsic and Butler out of bounds again, now with a minute to go.
Hornack with an escape, leads 5-2, minute 5 to go against Comp. Ooh, they're close to the edge of the mat over there with Horwat and Doppelhauer, and we get a stall warning on Doppelhauer for not returning him to the mat soon enough.
Ivsic trying to make something happen, goes in, ties up the head of Butler, pushes him to the edge of the mat, drop to their knees, and action was stopped there. Technical violation. Didn't see exactly what happened there, but it was a penalty point to Butler, so he leads 13-3.
Hornack able to sneak him back around behind. He gets another takedown, so he's in command now, 7-2 with 30 seconds remaining on mat one.
Duck under to a takedown by Butler of Bishop McCourt. Now leads 15-3 with time winding down on Bentworth's Owen Ivsic. And now the final seconds going to roll off the clock. Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt will defeat Owen Ivsic of Bentworth 15-4, keeping Ivsic one win shy of a medal.
Damon Michaels, Elizabeth Forward getting ready to go on mat 5. Mason Horwat leading 2-0 over Doppelhauer on mat 2. Horwat still wrestling from the bottom position. Doppelhauer has ridden out the first 32 seconds of the period. Hornack gives up an escape on mat 1. He leads 7-3 as time expires, and so Mason of Cooper Hornack will win this bout 7-4 in advance for Burrell.
Chase Fromelli of Jefferson Morgan on deck on mat 2. And in the first period on mat number 5, Michaels of Elizabeth Forward just taken down by Wenzel of Montoursville as they go to the edge of the mat.
Horwat
out of bounds.
Horwat did get an escape. He's up 3-0 now with 40 seconds to go, and he shoots in on the leg. Can't quite get to it. So Doppelhauer and he square back up. 3-0 Horwat.
Michaels of Elizabeth Forward up to his feet and free for an escape. 22 seconds to go in the first. He trails 2-1.
Horwat now leading 4-0 in his bout. His time comes to an end. It was a stall point given to him. Doppelhauer had already been warned once. Took it again. So now Doppelhauer trailing by 4 will choose bottom to start the third period.
Michaels of Elizabeth Forward down 2-1 at the end of one. He'll start the second period on top against Wenzel of Montoursville.
Several District 7 wrestlers in the on-deck circle. Chase Fromelli of Jefferson, Asano of Hopewell, Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, all on deck. Action goes out of bounds on mat 2. It's Horwat leading 4-0, minute 27 to go.
Michaels reversed by Wentzel. Wentzel leads 5-1, minute and a half to go, second period.
To his feet is Doppelhauer. Tries to get away, but dropping down on the legs is Horwat as they go out of bounds. 1:22 left on the clock. Pisano of Hopewell now getting ready to start on mat number 3. Isaiah Paseo of Hopewell will take on Mason Avery of Honesdale. 160-pound bout. Horwat riding on top here with a minute to go on mat 2. Still with a 4-0 lead. And we'll get a stall warning this time on Horwat. Restart with 51 to go. Go ahead.
I was just going to say Damon Michaels pushes Wentzel out of bounds, and Wentzel shaken up. Michaels trails 5-2, 40 seconds left, second period.
Avery with a single leg takedown. It's a 2-0 lead over Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell on mat number 3. Doppelhauer up to his feet, does get away for an escape. 4-1 the score with 44 seconds remaining there.
Also, Ryan Selashie of Frazier on mat number 6, a 3-0 lead on Ward of Canton. And now Selashie trying to fight off a shot here.
Diving in on a leg was Doppelhauer, but Horwat holds that off. They'll restart with 26 seconds to go. Pisano got an escape right at the end of the period, so he'll trail 2-1 going into the second period.
And Selashie wasn't able to fight off that shot. Ward of Canton with the takedown.
Front headlock for Doppelhauer. Horwat holds onto the elbow. 5 seconds to go. It looks like Mason Horwat of Derry is going to win this bout 4-1 and defeat Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. That's going to bring up Chase Vermelli of Jefferson Morgan on mat number 2.
3-2 lead for Selashie, and he reverses Ward now to go up 5-2. 18 seconds left in the second period. Michaels and Wentzel resume action here. We'll get to Chase Vermelli and have more wrestling action here. Double A from the Giant Center in Hershey, back on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
At Williamsburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Back here, Chase Vermelli in on a single leg. He's taking on Dominic Sumpolek of Notre Dame Green Pond, trying to shelf that leg on mat 2, and they're going to call stalemate.
Wentzel of Montoursville now leading Michaels of Elizabeth Forward 7-2. Just 1 second to go in the second period as they come back into the center. Selashie of Frazier leads Ward of Canton 5-4. They have just, they're about 25 seconds into the third period now on their feet. Selashie with a good shot at the left leg, but not able to finish it.
Double leg shot now by Vermelli. Draped over the back is Sumpolek, and Vermelli trying to get him down on his hip, step over, and time is going to expire in the first period. Pisano trying to ride out the second period on mat 3. He trails 2-1, but he's down to 32 seconds here in the second, still riding on top of Avery.
Ward takes down Selashie to go up 6-5, minute 5 to go in the third. Michaels trailing 7-3 to Wentzel of Montoursville. They're on their feet with a minute and a half to go in the third.
So Pollock takes down to start the second against Vermelli. Pisano down to 15 seconds trying to ride out. Pollock up to his feet. He's up and out. Takes a 1-0 lead against Chase Vermelli.
Selashie and Ward out of bounds. 6-5, 43 seconds to go. Ward is on top. Michael still down 7-3 and neutral with a little over a minute remaining there.
Sono did ride out the entire second period. He takes down to start the third period, trailing by one. There's a low leg shot by Fremelli. Dives in, and diving over the back of him was Sempolik. Now we got a bit of a scramble as Fremelli tries to get back up on his knees here. Sempolik trying to get around behind, and he steps over the leg of Fremelli. Fremelli trying to hang on, and now Sempolik tries to take him over. And now he's going to get awarded. Did they give the take? What are they did award the takedown to Sempolik because he's got a cradle locked up. It's 3-0. I'm not sure if he's got near fall or not, but 3-0 Sempolik. Still has the cradle. Tries to take Fremelli over again. Fremelli trying to fight this off.
Ryan Szilassi could not get a late escape. He drops a 6-5 decision to Ward of Canton. So Szilassi eliminated. Final 15 seconds for Damon Michaels of Elizabeth Forward as well. He is trailing 7-3. Desperation headlock. That won't work. Wenzel's going to get the takedown. Go up 9-3, and that looks like that will be the final
now,
there.
Now, Fremelli on his back and getting near fall. He breaks the cradle, but he's giving up near fall to Sempolik, so they will award the near fall. It makes it 6-0. 10 seconds ago in the second period. Pisano did get an escape to tie it up at 2 in the third. They have 50 seconds there as Avery dives in on a leg. Third period, Fremelli's going to go ahead and take neutral to start off. Trailing by 6. Braden Welsh up on mat 5 now.
Yep, just underway against Mason Savitz of Corey. It's at 172 pounds.
Elijah Brown of Hopewell on mat 4. Trailing to Hunter Homan, Grove City 2-0. There's a shot by Fremelli in the single, but trying to drape over again on the back is Sempolik, and Fremelli not able to finish his takedown yet. He's trying to. Similar situation to the cradle that happened in the second period. So Fremelli tries to get back up to his knees.
Boy, takedown for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. He was kind of in a funk situation. It looked like he was going to get the worst of that. But he rolls out, gets the takedown, and the first period will end with Welsh leading 2-0.
And Fremelli did get taken down again. Ends up with a leg cradle now here by, and he's going to get pinned in it. That is Sempolik of Notre Dame Green Pond getting the fall over Chase Fremelli. That was at 3:01. So Fremelli's tournament for Jefferson Morgan comes to an end.
Welsh of Fort Cherry on the bottom to start the second with a 2-0 lead. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon. On mat 4, trailing 2-0, 46 seconds to go, second period out of bounds with Hunter Homan of Grove City.
Avery and Pisano about 8 seconds away from going to sudden victory here on mat 3 at 160 pounds.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry with an escape in the second, leads Savitz of Corey 3-0, minute 20 to go in that period. Brown of Bell Vernon riding in the second period. Homan trying to sit back into him, and Homan now steps over, and he's going to reverse Brown and put him to his back and get the fall. Hunter Homan of Grove City with the pin in 2:32.
Sano and Avery on their feet. Sudden victory here. 30 seconds gone. There's Pisano with a shot, side of the mat, but they're going to go off the edge. 23 seconds remaining.
Takedown for Braden Welsh. He's up 5-0 with 30 seconds to go in the second against Savitz of Corey.
Single leg shot by Pisano, but time, well, actually, no, they did not run out of time. They ran out of space. They're going to go off the mat with 6 seconds to go. So we are 5 seconds away from heading the tiebreakers. And we will. Pisano wins the toss. He's going to take down. Remember, Pisano did ride out the entire second period.
Couple of back points for Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, so he's up 7-0. Second period going to come to an end.
Pisano up to his feet here in tiebreaker period. We're going to get a potentially dangerous hold as Avery threw the legs in, 23 seconds to go.
Welsh and Savitz start their third period on their feet.
Pisano trying to get up to his feet here. Inside leg stand up, but Avery keeps him down so far. Pisano working on the hands, trying to turn in, and very close to getting one. Needs to get separation. He does. Takes a 3-2 lead, and as the tiebreaker comes to an end, immediately Avery will take the, well, he was going to take the down position. Then he thought about it. Now he will. He will get down there and see if Pisano can ride him out. Granby roll attempt for Avery, but chopped right now by Pisano. Pisano now stays behind the hips and just works on the wrist control. Down to 15 seconds to go here. Avery down on his hip, not really close to getting out. Needs to move. Pisano down to 7 seconds. Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell flattens him out. As a late Granby attempt by Avery is no avail, and Isaiah Pisano of Hopewell will advance a 3-2 victory in tiebreakers.
Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry still neutral. 43 seconds to go in the third. A stalemate called, and Welsh still up 7-0. So still on their feet there. Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth will follow Braden Welsh on mat 5. Colin White of West Green on deck on mat 6. So Welsh of Fort Cherry reaches for a leg, 18 seconds to go. Trying to cross-face him off of that is Savitz of Corey and spin behind. Welsh locked on that leg, 10 seconds left. And Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry will clinch a medal with a 7-0 victory.
Brings up Vitaly Daniels and Brady Brown on all District 7 matchup on mat 5. Dylan Pitzer will follow them there.
And we'll have that bout with Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth when we come right back here in just a moment at greensports.net. and the WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth with a takedown on Brady Brown of Derry. Daniels tight waist with a left arm, trying to chop with the right with 35 seconds to go in the first period.
Colin White got thrown at the beginning of his and landed on his back for 2 near falls well, so he trails 4-0 on mat 6 to Chad Beller of Conasauqua. 10 seconds to go in the first period.
Daniels breaks Brown to the mat. 17 seconds to go in their first period.
And the first period comes to an end for White and Beller. 4-0 Beller, and White is going to take down to start the second period.
There's the end of the first for Vitaly Daniels, 2-0 lead. Brown wins the flip and will defer. Daniels will start the second period on the bottom.
Legs thrown in for Beller on White to start the second. Gets him flattened out.
Brown breaks Daniels down early in the second period. Daniels back up to his knees. Tight waist for Brown, trying to chop the left arm. Daniels still spread out on his hands and knees, now to his feet. Brown through the legs, tries to pick Daniels up and set him down, gets him to the edge of the mat and out of bounds. Minute 32 to go in the second, still 2-0 for Vitaly Daniels.
And up to his feet is White off the restart. Cuts the hands away and does score an escape to make it 4-1 with a minute 30 to go in the second.
Girls quarterfinal scheduled for 11:45. Something tells me we're not going to make that on time.
Yeah, this consolation round is taking a little longer than previous ones as White shoots in on a single, but a counter shot here by Beller. He gets in, and he is going to finish that takedown to take a 6-1 lead.
Here's Daniels turning in, grabbing the legs of Brown and forcing him underneath. Reversal for Vitaly Daniels. He's up 4-0, a little over a minute to go in the second.
Beller has White flattened out, wants to. He has that arm pinched on the left side, wants to roll through for a tilt. White does break the grip and then tries to get up. Now he's going to get hit for stalling. Just a warning on Colin White.
Vitaly Daniels trying to go across his back and tilt Brown, but about three attempts he's not been able to get Brown over.
White does get up and throw Beller off, so he gets another escape, 6-2, and 25 seconds to go in the second period. It will be Beller's choice in the third. So White's going to need to score and do it in short order.
Final 15 seconds of the second period for Vitaly Daniels. He leads Brady Brown of Derry 4-0 as they go to the edge of the mat.
The second period comes to an end. Beller leading 6-2.
We'll have the third period of both of those bouts when we come back momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Escape to start the third period for Beller, and he goes right in on a double leg, so he gets another takedown to lead 9-2 with 1:28 to go over Colin White in the third period.
Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth starts the third period neutral with Brady Brown of Derry still on their feet, 35 seconds in. And Daniels still leading 4-0. Now Daniels shoots at the left leg, tries to set Brown off the left shoulder. Brown underneath on the ankle of Daniels. Now Brown trying to come out the back door. Daniels still hanging on to an ankle. Brown going to get the takedown there, though, and that'll make it 4-2. Now with a minute and 3 seconds to go.
Colin White got an escape and now shoots in on a single leg. He's in pretty deep here on Beller, but Beller gets his hip back, so it's 9-3 with 55 seconds to go. Now Beller reaches around. They'll stand back up. White basically down to where he's going to need a throw and a fall here to come back in this one. 40 seconds remaining.
Now Daniels escapes, so 5-2 with 36 seconds to go.
Double leg shot by Beller. White defends it. 23 to go.
Daniels in on the right leg of Brown on the edge of the mat. Brown up over top, grabbing Daniels' right ankle.
White shoving in with underhooks on Beller. We get a stall warning on Beller, and White goes right into him and tried to power through, but down one late second takedown as White slipped by there. So the final score is going to be Beller with an 11-3 win over Colin White, and the Pioneers tournament comes to an end.
And Vitaly Daniels with a 5-2 win over Brady Brown of Derry. So Daniels clinches a medal at 189 pounds and stops Brown one win short of doing so. And we will have Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant coming up. He's up next on mat 5. Just about ready to go against Owen Hutchinson of Big Spring. So we'll pick up that bout as we wrap up this AA session. We are back momentarily here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-266-3000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant. Scoreless at the end of one with Owen Hutchinson of Big Spring. That's at 285 pounds. And Pitzer will be on the bottom to start the second period. Pitzer spread out on his hands and knees here to start this second period. Now tries to switch and going to complete that to take a 2-0 lead early in the second. Now Hutchinson up to his feet, comes back to the mat, kind of rolls over, but Pitzer still with a hold of a leg. Pitzer puts Hutchinson to his to a sitting position. Minute 14 to go in the second period. Pitzer now forces Hutchinson to turn over, and Pitzer moves up off the ankles. Maintain his ride with a minute to go in the second and a 2-0 lead. Forty seconds to go in the period. Now Pitzer controlling the left wrist with 20 seconds to go in the second. A quick reversal with a switch for Pitzer, the only points of the bout so far. And Pitzer was able to turn Hutchinson and pick up a couple of near fall points there right before the end of the second period. So 4-0 for Pitzer after two. And they will start the third on their feet. And Pitzer going to take Hutchinson down and put him to a cradle. 6-0 with the takedown for Pitzer. Plus he's got three near fall points coming. Minute and a half to go in the period. There are the three near fall points to make it 9-0 for Pitzer. Now he's going to try to tilt Hutchinson again. Boy, Hutchinson almost turned into Pitzer and tried to go around his head, but Pitzer turned him back underneath. Pitzer still riding and leading with 50 seconds to go, 9-0. Now turning in is Hutchinson on Pitzer to grab a leg. Pitzer, though, around the waist, maintains control. Now Pitzer works through the legs and rocks Hutchinson to his back again with 14 seconds to go. Going to pick up some near fall points here. Pitzer picks up two. Time running out. Looks like he's going to win. It's 11-0. Throwing Pitzer of Mount Pleasant, an 11-0 winner and clinching a medal at 285 pounds. So that'll do it as far as this round of AA is concerned. We're about 10 minutes away from the scheduled start time of the girls' quarterfinals, and they're ready to get out on the mats and start warming up. Again, I think we'll have a little bit of a late start there because we still have, it looks like, one bout still remaining that's going to the third period. So we'll take a quick break here, finish up, and start getting ready for the girls' action. But we are back momentarily here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, going to try to give you a quick recap of the District 7 wrestlers in AA. Again, they're back for semifinals tonight. So, again, everybody that's reached this point has clinched a medal. So, at 107 pounds, Cam Baker of Burl is in the semifinals at 114 pounds. Jordan Williams of Chartiers, Houston, will move to the fourth round consolations. He will finish no worse than eighth. At 127 pounds, Chris Vargo of Bentworth and Nico Finello of Indiana are both in the semifinals, and they're in opposite ends of the bracket. Sure, they would like to face one another in the finals tomorrow. At 133 pounds, Jack Cazales of Quaker Valley in the semis tonight. 139 pounds, Cooper Hornack of Burrell and Gavin Suica of Burgettstown are into the fourth round of the consolations, and they're in opposite ends of the consolation bracket. So both of those guys could still finish as high as third. At 145 pounds, Mason Horwat of Derry has reached the fourth round of consolations at 152. District 7 shut out in that weight class. At 160 pounds, Isaiah Pisano has reached the fourth round of consolations. At 172, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, still alive in the consolations. Again, can still finish as high as third place. And at 189, Jackson Angelo of Frazier is in the semifinals. Vitaly Daniels of Bentworth in the fourth round of consolations. Rune Lawrence of Frazier in the 215-pound weight class is in the semifinals. And at 285, Dylan Pitzer of Mount Pleasant still alive in the fourth round of consolations, and we will have an all WPIAL semifinal at 285 tonight with Brennan Morgan of Central Valley taking on Joey Baronic of Burgettstown. So again, probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 minutes before we start the girls quarterfinals. Actually, it's going to be 11:55, so about 15 minutes before the girls quarterfinals get underway. So we'll step aside briefly and come back right to before 11:55 with that girls' action. So stay with us here. Just a reminder that this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this tournament without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. So again, a short break for us. We're back with more state wrestling in just probably about 10 or 12 minutes from right now here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.